And hello, we are the Game Design Critics, and I am the Crancher.
I'm Kritz.
I'm James.
And for this week's episode, we are going to be talking about Bloons Super Monkey 2. This is a top-down shooter in the essentially franchise of the Bloons Monkeys games. Bloons.
Bloons Tower Defense.
Yes, normally Tower Defense. And let's see, how far did I get in this game? I got to level 69, I think, or 68. How far did you guys get?
I got to level 57.
I got to level 30.
Okay. So basically, this game is a top-down shooter. What's interesting about this game, at least to me, was that none of the enemies could actually hurt you. The worst kind of failure that you could get in this game is not killing a boss, and you would still pass the level. You just wouldn't get to double your rewards. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, 99% of games like this, there's always the sense of failure. A lot of games even do like one hit. That's usually the retro way of doing things. But that interested me. And anyways, a top-down shooter, tons of weapons to pick from, tons of power-ups, and tons of like research to put points into. Like, it was endless.
Like upgrades?
You know, and upgrades. There was so much stuff to actually buy in the game. And the levels just had you fighting enemies who were also balloons a lot of times. There was some crazy stuff, wasn't there? There was like one of the bosses had like two arms, and then it had four arms but the two in the back, and he was made of balloons. It was pretty neat.
I think that was the second stage. On the ice stage, I believe?
Yes. Yes, it was. It's 100 levels. And we can start with our don't likes. Who wants to go first?
Parma. Okay. So one thing I didn't like about the game was it has to do with the beginning stage. Like, I like the graphics and all. Like, there were some balloons, like especially the green ones. The green ones especially. They just keep blending into the surroundings. Like, sometimes I couldn't see them because like they match with the surrounding area. I was like, okay. It's like, did I take down all the balloons? Like, nope, there's like a green balloon right there just hiding in the corner, and it's matching the background as I'm moving.
Hmm.
So I literally have to like pay attention to like, it's like, oh, did I miss one? Since I keep replaying all the levels.
Was this a common occurrence or mainly in like that level?
Mainly in the beginner area, since the beginner area is like mostly green, like the background is green. So sometimes the balloons just like pop up there's some of them that are just colored green, just like blend into the surrounding.
Interesting. I actually just tried to start one of the levels to test what you were saying, and it gave me an ad. First one I've seen in so long. Okay, sorry. I didn't really have that issue. Isn't the background moving?
It's moving, but there's so many green parts in the thing.
There is, yeah. I can see how that could be a disadvantage. I said that, and I'm gonna be playing both sides of this coin, but I said that it felt grindy because there was a lot of times when in order for me to succeed, I'd have to go back and play older levels, and it wasn't just like once. I had to go back and play older levels. It was like every roadblock I came across, whether it was like you reach this thing that it locks the level, and it's like you need to beat this many golds, you need to get this many golds before you can open this level. And it became like, I was like, oh, I just want to keep going, but I have to go back and replay all the old levels. So I'd do it that way. Then I would get to another roadblock, which would be like a boss. So then I have to go back and play the levels again, the ones that I already played. Mm-hmm. And it was just like more and more. And then I became addicted to getting blue bloops. And then I just did it because I wanted more. So grindy, it felt grindy to me. I mean, did it feel grindy to you guys?
Yes, it did feel very grindy.
Yep, it's freaking grindy because you're doing the same thing over and over. You're just dragging your character and they're just firing stuff.
Yeah, but for so didn't it feel good getting the bloops?
Sometimes it was not mostly, but I wanted the red ones so I could upgrade my weapons. That took so long because I didn't know it was only a one time thing.
Yeah. Chris, what about you? Were you gonna add something?
Yeah, that just sums up my first one. It was I said shallow gameplay. The gameplay is just you drag your character and it just shoots stuff. And if you get a power up, like an attack one, you can clear the board for a brief moment. Usually those are the best ones, and that's it. That's the entire game. You just do it over and over.
I mean, I feel like you're right. But I feel like that they do change things up a little bit. The enemies definitely get harder. A lot of things explode into giant groups of balloons. And I feel like that's really fun, destroying a huge group of balloons. It's just so satisfying for some reason. There's so many. And then,
James, do you think it's satisfying?
It is satisfying. Destroying balloons. I keep looking. It says there's 21,000. It's did I really destroy balloons? felt pretty short. Yeah.
Some of the levels are kind of short too. I was kind of having that as a sort of don't like. Some levels ended super early. I guess it's understandable though. There's 100 levels. We spent a decent amount of time with the game and we didn't even do all 100. There's a lot of gameplay there. And you're right, it is sort of shallow. It's simple. It's really simple gameplay. Anyone could play it, from your grandma to a little kid. They could all play it. But bet the grandma and the other kid, the little kid, they probably wouldn't understand the upgrading completely.
Yep.
Maybe they would. Maybe the kid probably would. Older people, my parents were to play it, they wouldn't even they'd be like, oh, you can hit this button on the side? They wouldn't even do that. Yeah. And they'd still have fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. It doesn't take a high amount of skill to play it. That's kind of what I like about it too. Because a game like this, there's definitely a contrast between this and other games, games you guys play, League of Legends, or games on the PlayStation, most of them. When you're playing this, you can shut your brain off. You can literally play this and think about other things. I think that's an advantage to some extent. Because it's like going on vacation for your brain. You kind of just hang out and play it. You don't have to think. I like that. But yeah, it's the two sides of simple. I said that bosses can be too hard. James, you said earlier that you beat which boss on your first try?
The beginning, the blimp.
Okay. Now, Crits, did you beat him?
Yep.
Bosses? Did you beat any bosses on your first try?
Yeah.
Which one?
Most of them.
Most of them? Really?
I only use the bombs, so it clears out a lot. But I did not pass in the ice, because that boss was all black blaze.
Oh. Yeah, and all you have is someone
beat that one.
Did you start doing bombs for your ice guy too?
Yep.
Really? You should have used the snow weapon.
Yeah, I should have.
It's so strong. Fire so many bullets and then they bounce around him more. It's really good. That could be why you had a hard time with that then.
That's true.
Because the bombs are strong, but they fire slow. So now that you're dealing with more and more balloons, you're not going to be able to break them all.
Mostly just the darts.
Darts were really good. There's so many different weapons.
For sure.
Yeah, if you haven't played this game before, or you're not familiar with balloons, this is what you have to pick from. You have darts, bombs, energy, boomerangs, magic, and that's it. And I actually used, my first monkey used bombs and darts, and then in the middle, it was boomerangs at first, and then boomerangs just felt like they weren't strong enough, so I did energy, and he launches, it's like a laser beam from his body. It just does a ton of damage, and it gets increased, it gets crazy. Would you guys put on your body for your guy?
I had duo darts and the energy balls, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah, yep. It started as a beam, right?
I still have an epic weapon. Those were expensive.
I have three of those for the normal monkey. I got lucky. For gathering bloops.
How do I resist that? I couldn't watch an ad.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, okay, tell us more about that.
So every time, this was the game where, I want to watch an ad, so, I didn't have to grind as much for the bloops, for upgrades. But it keeps telling me, oh, try again, no ads available. I was like, is this normal? Is this game, not ad supported or something? Because, it had the option for watch an ad, but I never got any ads. So I don't know if it's an Android thing or maybe it's just, I don't know. I legit don't know.
Now, did you ever see ads while you were playing the game normally?
Nope, not a single one.
So that's kind of funny. Because it not only does it take it away from you benefiting from it, but you also don't have them normally. That's not all bad, right?
I mean, I don't get to see an ad.
It is.
That's for sure.
Kritz, did you have any issues with ads?
Nope. I mean, it wouldn't let me play the ad in any of the rounds as well. But I did get to see pop-up ads.
Okay. So you kind of got half and half. That's weird. So there must be some sort of bug for ads on the phone, maybe? I don't know. Android could be. Interesting. Who's got more don't likes?
I feel like the blue blobs upgrades do nothing sometimes because they happen so little.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that. You don't see big changes. Let's see. I'm going to look at them really quick. What was the one you put the most blobs into?
Bombs probably.
Yeah. See, that's your problem too, is that... Oh, wait, no, bombs can... Did you do the phosphorus bombs, the ones that affected... Because there were two upgrades for each weapon, and for bomb, the first one increased or made bigger explosions every X amount of shots. Could be 11, could be something else 20. It works its way down, so it's less shots in between each one. But then there's one that, for the weapons, that increases how much damage it does to the most difficult balloons. For the bombs, it's black and zebra. The ones that can't break, really, normally, I feel like. No? Yeah, bombs are normally used for what kind of balloon? Do you guys know? In balloons games?
I haven't really used bombs.
No? No, I'm talking about in the balloons world. Oh, when you're playing the tower defense ones, bombs have a specific purpose.
They do area damage, and they also break metal balloons.
Yes, they break the metal balloons. I don't know why I got into that. The bombs increase the damage for against black and zebra balloons. How much did you put into that trait? Did you level that up a bunch?
Yeah, about 7. 7 on both.
Okay.
Mine was very... Well, how would you say it? Spread out. So it's I keep trying new weapons. You tell me, you can upgrade some stuff in your research facility. I was like, okay. Let me just upgrade this one. So I wasted a bunch of my blue blobs on those other ones.
I did too.
Spend it in just a single one.
Yeah, I never knew what I wanted. I started with darts and I kind of went to boomerangs a little. I went all over the place. It gets really expensive later on too. I'm on the last one for energy and it costs 200,000. blue loops. Like, those are harder to get, I feel like. Although I kind of had it narrowed down to like one or two levels that gave the most, so I would just play it like 5 times and get a bunch. Okay, I did all my don't likes. What do we got left out there?
For me, power-ups. Some of the power-ups I didn't like the invisibility cloak, where it lets me pass through like the
balloons.
Pretty much balloons in the level. I think that was pretty useless. I was like, I didn't really see a point in that one.
I kind of agree with you there. It was pointless for the most part, but it helped me out a little bit in some levels. Some levels where you can get like pushed down off the screen. It kind of lets you go around, but yeah, there wasn't a ton of purpose for that. You never needed to have it. Not really.
Yeah.
Which ones did you guys use the most?
I used, if I had the magnet and I know for sure that I'm going to get red blobs, I used that one. Yeah. Thin layers, that was pretty good. Because that reduced defense.
Yeah, but I always wondered how much it did reduce it. It says it weakens 10% of balloons so they can be completely destroyed in one hit. So 10%.
Like, it completely destroys the green one, too, I believe.
Green what? Power up?
No, not the green one. What is it? I forgot the color. Hold on. Blue, I think the blue balloons after, like, before it upgraded, they could like destroy. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know since my freaking weapons is pretty upgraded right now.
I liked. There was turbo boost and there was super shot, something like that.
Oh yes.
That super shot made your shots bigger, so all your ammunition is just like super big, all your weapons. And then turbo boost speeds up your fire rate, so I would save those for boss battles. But those were like the craziest, because when you get like the snowflake weapon, it comes out like a spread shot. It covers like a cone in front of you, and then I'm pretty sure the snowflakes bounce off of stuff. So when you have super shot and turbo boost, there's snowflakes flying around everywhere. You're just annihilating everything. It's a good feeling. But we got here because you said you didn't like it. Was there any more that you didn't like?
And hold on.
Because I didn't like side swipe, the one where it like launches you sideways.
I
thought that one was pretty. Useless. So like, what am I gonna do with this?
Yeah, yeah. That was trash.
It's like I'd rather want the constant ones that's like always activated, like super sticky. Like those ones are pretty good.
Yeah.
Like what else was? Like there was one that I liked. That's like the absolute zero. That was pretty good.
That one was pretty good. It froze everything for a good minute. There were some amazing ones, like never miss targeting, like homing shots. That helped a little bit.
The never miss, that one, just like pros and cons. Like sometimes like the balloons that I want to destroy, my freaking bullets like curve up like somewhere else. Like I don't want it to be like, those are the weaker balloons. That's easy to pop. The metal ones, like those takes like a little bit more. It's like, so it was close, like, I missed those metal balloons because these blew up somewhere.
Yeah.
So then I never miss. Like, they're good if the balloons are weak. Like, they're not anything, like, energy, like, shielded, anything like that.
Oh, those were nuts. I would try and... Yeah. There. Did you guys get all of them? All the power-ups? By any chance?
I'm still missing, like, more,
because there's a gold rush where all the bloops are gold bloops. That one was fantastic.
That one's weird,
man. I farmed with that. I've only gotten it twice in all the times I've played it. and it was nuts. I got so many. I think the most red or red bloops I got was like 700,000 in one level.
Yeah, I wish the ad actually worked so I could like.
Oh and then you double that and you're freaking rich, sort of. You can spend it quick.
Basically, the game for me was an actual grind. It's the using ads to help supplement that.
Yeah.
Like, I could have got more red blobs if I had ads that I could actually watch.
Kritz, didn't you say that there was something about the power-ups you didn't like?
The side swipes suck.
No. Oh, yeah. But I mean, the all like those power ups as a whole. Wasn't there something you didn't like?
No.
Having to upgrade them, or how you upgraded them?
Which power ups are you talking about?
The ones that you have to use to upgrade.
Oh, those ones. Okay, we're still on that one. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I know that some are way more OP than others. Like the double bullet, that is really powerful, I think.
The double bullet?
Like, it'll double your amount of the bullets that you're firing.
Oh, yes. That one's crazy.
Projectiles?
The bouncing shot?
The bouncing one's also broken.
Why is that broken?
Because it's just way too powerful. Like, it bounces it can cover the entire screen and just pop everything. You don't even need to, like, aim.
That's true. Did anyone else ever do this? You go to use one of the power-ups that needs an active activation where you actually have to press it, like side swipe or absolute zero. Did you guys ever use one of those and then you play and then you forget to actually use it? Because I did that a lot.
I did it for side swipe because I was like, yeah, why not just upgrade it? It's like, I'm on the beginning stage. Might as well upgrade it. I don't know what it's gonna do. It just said that it's gonna increase the range and the side swipe. It's like, I guess increase range. It's like I still didn't see a point in me using that item.
Yeah, it makes it bigger. It goes 50, 100, and 200% larger. I never use it enough to upgrade it, but I would like pick it. And I'd be like, I'm going to use this level, and then I would totally forget about it while I was playing. Totally forgot to use it. Like, I would use a good one, like Absolute Zero, and be like, this is my plan, this is what I'm going to do, and I'd totally forget it. It happened a couple times. Like, Sunblast, I always forget to use that, and Snap Freeze. Okay.
So,
I go.
Continue what you were saying. Continue what you were saying.
Who's got any more dislikes?
Me. I just found one after I opened it.
Okay.
So like in the beginning stage, you unlock this level after you beat level 11, you get this trophy stage right here.
Yes, I never did that.
I was like, why put that in when it requires you to unlock the other characters too? I was like, why not just put that in the second stage? Because that's when you actually unlock a second character. It's like, I tried playing it. It's like, okay, like, oh, conditions. Like, you need a super monkey with only max tier 5 weapons. It's like, I'm not going to get that, like, a long time. And then we got this one where it says, you need an ice monkey. Like, I didn't even have ice monkey at that time yet. I'm still in the beginning stage. It's like, so I feel like they should put that at least in the second stage.
Yeah, at least. Well, even farther, because you got the other monkey there. Wait, the first one?
But like, you couldn't even play any of those stages until you get, like, max tier weapons or like different other characters that you're supposed to unlock.
Yeah, why would you even make that accessible to the player if they can't use it?
That's what I was saying. It's like, why put that in here in the beginning stage if I can't even use it?
Yeah, that's interesting. The only reason I could see for wanting to put that early was that to make sure people knew where it was. But still, you'd find it. If you kept playing, you would find it. So,
I mean, it'll tell you. It did tell me that, you unlock the stage. Like, this way you can, get some, rankings online. I was like, okay. It's like, I went in there, right? Thinking that I could actually play in it and get some rewards. It's like, nope. Because you don't have this thing. You don't have max weapons. You don't have your other characters unlocked. It's like, man, I don't see a point in having this in the early stage then.
Hey, it makes sense. I wonder if they had a good reason to do that. Who's next?
Okay. What I mind dislike is it made you switch to the freeze monkey. That was so lame, man. Like, all my upgrades I felt like was gone.
Yeah, I felt that too. I felt that a lot too. I was like, man, am I going to be stuck using him? That's all I thought.
That's what I felt too. I was like, no, all my freaking time spent on the hard
end. Exactly.
Yeah.
Bloops, replaying stages over and over again. Just to upgrade.
In time, though, that monkey got stronger than my other monkey. Like, the snow gives you different weapons. Having snow on your body is really good too. Turned out it's really awesome.
Like, I like the slow part, but I didn't like how I had to also grind for the upgrades for that one too.
Yep. I don't know how long it lasts for crits, but if you kept playing, if you got a couple stages farther, I think you might end up liking him, the snow guy. If you put snow on your core, on your body, it shoots like a flamethrower of snow out of your body, pretty much.
Yeah, I got the laser.
That one's pretty awesome. Oh, snow starts off, it freezes the balloons around you. And that gets bigger and bigger. It looks pretty. It's pretty awesome. The final one is a forward firing spray, which is crazy. It just freezes everything in front of you, so you get that many more balloons. But laser was fantastic on the body. I love it. I did get the epic weapons. Those were okay. They weren't as epic as I thought they were going to be.
I
guess that could go as in a dislike. Part of that dislike is how expensive they are. It's like, man, I want to spend money on upgrading my weapons, but now I gotta buy this epic. How much was it? They were like 300,000.
I think one of them was like 400,000.
Oh yeah.
I was like, 400,000. I'm not even finished upgrading my other weapons yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even tier 5.
Say 600,000 for one. Jeez.
Like, the most I got, like, some of the other weapons was up to tier 4, but that was only, like, on one part of the body. I was like, okay, if it's gonna take this long to upgrade a single part of my body weapons, I was like, it's like, getting that single one, I don't know how strong it is. Like, is it actually strong or no?
I'm stuck on a boss, and I used them all on the boss. I have 3 of them. One's meant to hurt bosses. I didn't beat them. But maybe that's me, but I felt like it was going to be stronger the way it described them. It described them in this big epic way, like, you get these, you're going to always win, and I still get my book.
I mean, you did say, like, it's epic. You can only unlock it after you max a weapon.
Yeah.
Expensive.
It is. It's expensive just to upgrade your weapon all the way, but to get this as well, so much. It is awesome, though. I can't deny it. Basically, there's a little circle down by your feet when you're flying that represents each one, and you use it, and there's a cooldown. So they give you, like, this ultimate move. It's not bad. It definitely, against balloons, it is strong, super strong. But against bosses, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm not strong enough or what the heck's going on, but I can't believe I can't beat that boss. I have to grind like crazy.
Hmm.
Goes back to my other point with grinding. Every roadblock has completely stuck me so bad. But I guess that's the point, you know, it's a mobile game, you're supposed to play in small doses. Although I didn't. I think that's probably what happened. You're supposed to play it like, I don't know, an hour a day maybe, and you could get a very long playtime out of it. Jesus, very long, yeah. Okay. Crits, do you have any more don't likes? You should do all yours.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Okay. James?
That's it for me.
Yeah, I did mine too. Okay, so we're done with don't likes. Let's move into the positive side of things. I'm going to land on the other side of my coin, the grindy coin. I'm going to say it's got replayability. I said that because it's like each level has like these like medals. So like... Okay. Like, you get one for only using dart weapons, and only using bomb weapons, and only using ranks. Like, you only using one kind of weapon, and then you also get a ranking. You get, there's three gold balloons, and then there's three items. And all these things go into the stats you have of each level. It gives, like, the collector in you, it's like a dream, because you just want to collect everything. At least I did. James, you mentioned something earlier about diamond levels. Did you get diamond?
Yeah. Beginning stage, I found out that if I killed all the balloons, I get the diamond medal. I was like, woo. The fourth stage was the only one that I didn't get to get on the diamond, because one of them is just like, whoosh, just like fly out. It, like, it goes out and then goes back in. It's like, you won't see that balloon ever again.
Hmm. Dang. I got it in the first level, and it was by accident. I was grinding the level. It gave me that. There's this thing that gives you a red crystal, so you still get red bloops while you're playing. I did that for level one, and I was like, what the heck, diamond? But it makes you want a diamond every level. Like, I had to urge, and I tried level two, and I just couldn't do it, and I was like, I have to come back later. But there's a lot to do for each level. Like, for... feels like... if you feel more accomplished for like playing, like, I don't even like using boomerangs, but I did all boomerang stuff just to beat a couple levels and get that medal. I felt like that adds to the replayability of it. You don't just play one level and move on. You end up playing every level like 20 times.
Level 4, just to get the perfect status, I think I played at least almost 30 times. At least.
Wow. Wow.
But I never got that perfect status.
Yeah, I bet when you're stronger, you'll be able to. And yeah, that's replayability for you.
I was pretty strong at that. I keep one-shotting everything. There's like, they're just like basic balloons. But like, all those balloons just like flies out and goes in. And then my character is like on the other side of the screen. So he goes out and goes in. It's like, it's gone.
So you might need a different kind of weapon then. I bet there's specific weapons that are better at that than others.
I even used the bouncing shot to like cover the entire screen. But I still didn't get it.
Wow. Interesting. What about you, Crits? Did you diamond any levels?
Yeah, only the second one.
The second one? What about the first one?
The first one has like a red diamond over it. I don't want to go back in there.
Oh, that means you get red bloops instead of blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then my...
yeah.
Well, okay, fine. I just did the second level and I got the diamond on it.
That's awesome. It. I tried number two once and I didn't do it, so that's awesome that you got it. So yeah, replayability. It definitely has that. What do you guys got for likes?
The simplicity of the game. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we heard the opposite of that earlier.
Okay.
Tell us more.
Okay, simplicity. It didn't tell you like a bunch of instructions. I like, or like DDO. So it's like, oh, did you know that you have this button right here? Did you know that this button does this and this? But did you also know that this button also gets you to this area? It's like, no. It's like, this game just tells you, like, you won't lose when finding the balloons. Yeah, like, you can shoot down as many balloons as you want, but you'll still progress. And upgrades was, like, pretty straightforward. It's like, oh, use this to, like, upgrade stuff. It's like, you keep using it, and it'll just, like, keep getting better and better. So, like, yeah. it wasn't too much information to, like, take in when you start playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I say it's like a vacation for your brain when you play it. Because you can kind of just turn your brain off and relax and blast a bunch of balloons. There's something cathartic about it. Actually, you go, Kritz. Okay. What do you got for likes?
I said that it stayed true to the other balloon tower defense game, the game that it's based off of.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, the explosions break balloons. Break metal. But the one thing that they don't have is our stealth balloons. Where are they?
They're in there.
Wait, they're in there? Really?
They're the latest thing.
They keep adding stuff. Did they do that? That's what's really interesting about this. Is that they took this balloons game and made it in a completely different kind of game, but it's everything you love about balloons. Cool. I was surprised, because I haven't been a huge balloons fan. Like, do you guys have a lot of experience with balloons games?
Yeah, my childhood.
I mean, like, in high school. That's what we
thought. Exactly.
That's funny. I might have played one balloons game a long time ago, because they're now at balloon 6, and they have all the day of like a racing game, this bunch of stuff. And I might have played balloons 2 or something.
I only played the online version. I think it was like Balloon Steady. Like, you compete with another person. I'm screaming you. That was the only one I played.
That's what I played the most. Balloons Tower Defense Battles. That game is fun.
I even watched YouTube videos too. It was like,
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, like, I could do that? Damn.
Yeah. So it was really cool seeing the balloons world put into something different. It was interesting. They definitely stayed true to it. I'd say that's a plus. Yeah, for sure. I want to say that I like the world map. Something about it. It's just really smooth. I'm really partial to these awesome world maps where the levels are like lined out and you can see them. I would just spend time looking at the map, because like there was tons of different things on the map. Like, one of these levels has like a storm cloud that's like raining on it. There's like a little town up in the top left corner. There's all these little details. Like, if a level has a boss, the boss is just chilling right on top of the level. Like, there's a hawk spinning in a circle around one. You got the big blimp is sitting on another.
I don't know if you know this. Like, when you're looking at the map, do you see those balloons?
Yeah, you can pop them.
Yeah.
And touch them. Yeah.
I was like, you can pop this balloons and get stuff? It's like,
yeah, I did that too.
It's like, yeah. Really game. But I was like, okay, some nice details right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many little details. They did such a good job with it. Like, there's a river flowing through, like, part of this map. I'm looking at it right now. There's, like, a rainbow over the river. Like, it's so fun to look at. So colorful and vibrant. And then it goes through the different areas. Like, it's so cool. I would just look through them all. It's really neat. There's a lot of different biomes. Like, they did a good job with it.
That's why I like it. The graphics-wise, like, it's pretty colorful, and they added a lot of details.
Yeah,
like, even like for the bosses when you're not even staged, like, okay, they're doing the little animation thing right there.
Yeah, it gives it so much personality. It's so cool, man. I personally love it when games have a map like this. It just feels more interesting instead of going like level 1, level 2, level 3. Get to like come out here and go through it. I like that. Okay. Who is next with some likes?
Kritzen.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay. I put upgrades. I liked upgrading the guns. I liked seeing the next installment of the gun, like how you said bombs and then double bombs and those. Even though you didn't like that for the bombs, at least, right? You said the going to two missiles wasn't. What is it? One missile, two missile, and then increased damage and extra mob and boss damage. Yeah, so it's one bomb, increased radius, and the cluster bomb things where it like breaks off and hurts, and then it's missile, then it's two missiles. That's, and then there's one like bigger missile. That's pretty much one tree of the weapon, so you could upgrade. Those are all the different things the bomb goes through. I liked that stuff. I thought it was I was always excited to see the next upgrade, because not only will it increase the damage it does, but it changes how it looks too. I felt like that was interesting, because I was like, how is energy going to upgrade? When it started, it was like a beam. I was like, what is this going to upgrade into? And it were really cool. They changed dramatically. Even the darts. The darts turns into like a ball with spikes later on, like what the juggernauts throw.
Yeah, the ball looking spikes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I like that. And then power-ups too. You said earlier you didn't like how you had to use the power-ups in order to upgrade them. That's one of my, like... See, I don't love the way that they did it with the power-ups, because it's random-based. It's not like you have them all and you can just use them and upgrade. It's like... Yeah. I'm usually running out of the ones I love the most. So the ones I love the most, I don't get to upgrade as fast. But the ones I don't like, I got stacks of those. I got stacks of Sideswipe. I don't even use it. But I think it's addicting having something get better the more you use it. If you always have access to it, it's really interesting. Because it just makes you, if you have like four different guns and you can upgrade anyone you want, you just have to use it, you'll end up using one and then you'll end up switching just to see what the other one feels like. I love that mechanic. I think more games should use it. And then there's research. Who doesn't love a good skill tree?
If I didn't waste my points like other stuff instead of just focusing on one thing, I would love it.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to stick with one kind of weapon, I feel like.
I was trying the weapons to like see what it was, because some of them look pretty cool. It's like, I want to know what it's like. Every time you upgrade, you had to get a new animation. I was like, okay. Yep. I want to see the next new animation.
That's what I liked about it, too. Now, Kritz, what made you want to stick with just bombs?
Just because they can take out a lot of balloons at once.
That's they can. It was weird, because when I got the highest upgrade for bombs, and I'll be like fighting like a boss type enemy, I'll be having darts shooting out of one side, and then the missiles shooting out of the other, and the missiles will go so far left that they'll miss the boss. It's like I have to position myself to the right just enough so that the darts barely hit him, and that hits him. It made it difficult.
Yeah,
that's a weird little side effect. So yeah, that's upgrades. That is what I liked. What do you guys got left for like?
We pretty much said the same thing for my graphics.
Yep.
Oh, the power-ups. I mentioned the bad part about the power-ups. Oh wait, no, you already mentioned it too. Never mind.
Well, what did you like? What did you specifically like about the power-ups?
Some of the power-ups were really strong, and like I really like using some of them. Like what you said, like you get like the trash one, you get stacks of those. And the good ones, they're always gone, because you always end up using them.
Yeah. Like that magnet one. I always wanted more of
magnet,
that.
Magnet is always gone. It's like that is gone. Like for a tier one freaking power up, that is gone. That's such a good power up.
Yeah.
But just a basic power up.
Crits, did you use the magnet a lot?
Nope. I didn't like the magnet.
It really? How do you not like it? It pulls in more money.
I know, but I'm already collecting all the money, so.
That's true. But some of the money got away. Would get away.
I guess so.
Did you like... Huh?
That's just a small section of it.
It is, it's true. I never thought of it like that, though. That, like, I could be using that power-up slot for something better. I always just let my greed take over.
I feel like if I didn't use the magnet one, I'd miss a bunch of the red blocks.
Yeah.
That was, like, my main reason when using those. So I know for sure I got them.
Yeah. It just felt good seeing them all just get sucked into your area. I don't think we mentioned this yet, but I really liked how, you know, in a game like this, the bloops, they could just be traveling straight down past the screen, like how the items do and the in-game power-ups that you find. And if you miss them, they're gone. Like they hit the bottom, they pass the bottom of the screen and keep going. But any kind of bloop, it always bounces off the bottom of the screen once. So you'll get this giant mob of bloops falling down, and they'll all bounce off the bottom of the screen and come up, and then they'll leave the screen. So you get this extra second to pick everything up. I really like that. I thought that was creative. Okay. So that's all my likes. If you guys have nothing else you would like to add,
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I think unless James has one.
No, that's it for me.
Okay. So now let's look at how we can improve the game. I actually have a couple different ways. The first thing I want to say is that even though this is going to be... even though the epic moves are super expensive, they're just dumb expensive. I'm pretty sure they're like more or less as expensive as upgrading your gun completely. Might be a tiny bit less, but it feels like it's that much. Anyways, I think that you should be able to upgrade the epic moves like you upgrade the weapons.
The epic moves?
Yes. The epic moves, like once you buy it, that's it, you own it. I think that you should be able to upgrade that as well. Because now I don't have anything more to upgrade in that sense. I could buy different weapons and upgrade them, but I've maxed out my weapon, and I still have like 25% of the game left to play. Not a little bit more. That's just my first one. What do you guys got for improving?
I feel like they could use a conversion. It's like, what happens after you upgrade all the weapons? What happens to all the red bloops? Like, we're going to use all those red bloops after you upgrade all the weapons.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like you should add, like, a conversion one. Like, you can convert your red bloops into the blue bloops. See, like, if you need some bloop for that skill.
Oh,
you're gonna upgrade your weapon, all the weapons.
Yeah, and you're not going to have anything to spend them on. You're just going to still be getting them. Yeah. Yep. I also have one more didn't like I want to slide in here. I didn't like how when you went AFK and it collected your blue and red bloops, you didn't get that much.
Yeah.
You'd come back and be like, hey, we got 20,000 blue bloops for you. I'm like, oh, really? Thank you. And I still need 200,000. Like, you need so much later on. It doesn't seem like a lot, which I'm going to turn that into a way to improve. And I think that they could let you upgrade that. You should be able to upgrade your AFK stuff. Spend money to make more money outside the game. Even if it's like an extra 5,000 every upgrade, it'd still feel like an improvement.
Wasn't that thing in the last game we did?
What?
I think it was like the tower tap dice card game.
Yeah. Could you upgrade your AFK money?
I think so. Or was that another game we played where you could upgrade that AFK one? Income.
I don't know. I feel like I should know this.
Mm, well, it could we'll do be. It.
Yeah.
But there was the option where you could upgrade the AFK income.
I feel like that helps. You know, it gives you more stuff to spend your money on. Which, if you're spending your money, you know, like on everything, it takes you longer to get everything, which means more enjoyment out of the game. Crits, how would you improve the game?
I would add like a co-op mode.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
So you can play with your friends. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool if you could like tag each other in, like go back and forth, sort of. That's how I picture like, it.
I was thinking like actually, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be OP. They'd have to have special two-player levels.
The way I'm thinking of co-op is like, you're doing the same level.
Yeah.
But yeah. You're in a different screen. Like, you see what they're doing. Like, you just see a ghost.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Interesting. That's a good idea. I like that.
Like, you know what they're doing? Like, you can see what kind of power-ups they have. But except you're not doing anything in your stage, but you can see that you guys are going at the same speed, but except you're destroying balloons at different rate depending on how you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I like that. Wow. Okay.
That's another how one I was imagining it.
That's what?
That's how I was imagining it, dude.
That's cool. I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's awesome. I said another one of mine is I said that you know how each level has those little medals you can get? It's got diamond in the middle, and then there's like darts only, ranks only, energy only, all those things go like around the level. There's one for each weapon. I'm thinking, because I did get addicted to getting those at the beginning, and then I was like, well, what do I get for this? Nothing? Except, like, your own personal renown. Well, I thought, why don't they take those things? Like, you do darts only on a level. Then it fills in the medal on the screen, but they should put a trophy for that on the actual level in the map. So the actual map, you can look at the map and tell which ones you've done. There could be, like, a big dart trophy right around like level one if I did it that way. If you complete those specific tasks for each level, then on the map where it says like number one, there'll be like a half circle of trophies all around the top of it. It would look really cool.
What I was thinking about that one was they should add in a bonus, you know?
Okay. What kind of bonus?
Like after rewards that it gives you like red blobs or blue block bonus.
Oh, okay.
Like for the first time you did it, right? I feel like that would make it like a lot more like you want to get this bonus. Like okay, like it gives you more red blobs or blue blobs, depending. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
More of those as the bonus.
Yeah, because it's like it kind of gets tricky the longer you play the game because you've already played the levels over and over and over, and now the game's like, hey. We got this special thing we can put on the screen for the level if you beat it with only boomerangs and then only bombs and all these things. Like it feels like it gets stale after a while because nothing changes whether I do this or I don't do this. There's no real like reward for doing it. So I think they're both good ideas. I think giving a bonus or showing trophies on the level could benefit the game a lot. Okay, who else has one?
Well, I thought we were supposed to only go one improvement.
We do. Normally, we only do one improvement. I keep getting them, so I keep writing them down. That's totally cool.
Okay. Only have
one. I have two of them. I just mentioned them.
Okay, I got two more. First one, I think, so there's this system called Experiments. That's where it'll take 4 hours of time, and it'll give you a chunk of either red or blue bloops, depending on which you picked. And you come back from the game, and it says, hey, here's 20,000 blue bloops. I feel like you should be able to upgrade that thing.
Yeah.
Which Wait, did we mention that before? Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. It was on my list. That was my other improvement. Okay. I think that there could be a shop where you can buy power-ups instead of relying on the random generation of the game. There could be a shop that sells like 6 different power-ups. And
you, I don't know if you know about this. You can sell them.
Yes, I did that for some of them. But yeah, you can sell them. You should be able to buy them too. It just seems natural. Because, you know, I feel like that would help because there were entire play sessions I'd play for an hour and a half and not get any magnets.
Actually, that is good. That would be good. Because after I would, then...
Yeah. I mean, it does two things. It makes people spend their red bloops and it helps people get the power-ups they like the most. So I think that that could benefit it a lot. Okay. So we've covered everything. We've talked about balloons. Let's get to some final thoughts.
Okay.
I grew up playing space shooters, whether it be side scrolling or top down, and I like space shooters a lot. They can be really fun. This was the first space shooter type game that I played, and I actually put like a ton of time into. It's that replayability gets you. Or some things I really liked about this game, like so many upgrades, so many different ways to upgrade. It was definitely satisfying blowing up balloons. I definitely didn't enjoy being stuck on bosses almost every stinking time and having to over replay all the levels. But I get it. It's a mobile game. You want to get the most playtime out of it. It's understandable. I really like this game. I want to give it an eight.
Okay.
I liked it. It was hard to find things that I didn't like about the game. So I'm giving it an 8. You guys, what do you guys think?
I think the game is... Okay, Kink is 7. Because what, James?
Because I got into it. I would play it before I would sleep, and then I would play like a couple hours in it after waking up. Like, and then later on, maybe in the day when I had time, I would play it again. It was pretty fun. It was almost as fun as what is it? Well, the fighting scroll roguelike game.
Gladiator?
No. Rising? Is it that one? No, Soda no, it's Dungeon? The roguelike. Dungeon, roguelike. Something dungeon.
Soda Dungeon?
So, no, not that one, not that one.
Darkest
that
Dungeon? One?
Where you can pick like a necromancer, a warrior.
Oh, one bit dungeon, yes.
One bit dungeon. It's like
yes, Darkest Dungeon.
Oh, Kritz, didn't you have an issue playing the game on your phone?
Yeah, but it fixed itself.
It did?
I don't know how. Yep.
What happened?
I played it on the BlueStack, got to level 20, and then I played to level 30 on my phone.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't know that. Did it? Well, what happened? What made you want to try the game after you were just like, this doesn't work on my phone?
Yeah, I think it's because I didn't make an account yet, and that's so when I went on BlueStacks, it let me make an account for some reason.
That is weird. Because I didn't have to make an account to play. It was just odd. It didn't work on your phone. I feel like they should know that could be a potential issue. Because if you went to download it and it doesn't work on your phone, so there's a chance that a person might delete it and never try it again.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, it'll be good to know. Okay, Kritz, it is your turn for final thoughts.
The game is okay. They have creative level designs. They stay true to the original, you know, balloon tower defense games. James said the camel exists, so I guess so.
All the stealth balloons.
Yeah, the shallow. Yeah. It has shallow gameplay. Like it's not very complicated, but like it could be a negative and a positive. They really need to work on their blue blocks. upgrades.
Because, yeah.
We really feel like they didn't do anything, and I don't think they should force the other monkeys on us. I feel like, I mean, they should just make the upgrade system more complicated and add in the ice stuff and all that into one monkey. I think that would be better.
That's not a bad idea.
Hmm. Yeah. So I'll give this game a 4 out of 10.
Okay. 4. I'll remember to add them up this time.
Alright.
I forgot to last time. That gives it a 6.3, which is pretty good. So yeah, that is the end of our episode, you guys. We're going to tell you what next episode's game is going to be, in case you want to play it along with us, and then you can listen as we talk about it next time. That game is going to be Teamfight Tactics. Just came out for mobile.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Most people like, what's that genre called?
Is that strategy? Auto Battler?
Yes, Auto Battler. It's a brand new genre, it seems like. It's relatively new, I guess. Anyways, I am the Crancher.
I'm Kritz.
I'm James.
We are the Game Design Critics. Thank you so much for listening, and have a nice day.